Bishus Avi Mori. Bishus Avi Mori. Beholding by Simeko Chof, Sevav, and Sugya Tchilas Kalim, the idea of Maimed. The question to get to Maimed is first in general by Tumov et Ahara. We have a Machlekes of Nechemya, of Meir, of Kirsten Chachomim. Do you say Holech Achla Maimed or not? The Sugya Shabbos left as well, with Al Samoch. The question is, do we take the same Sugya and apply it over here? That means the Akimta over here in Sivov is you have this slats of wood and you have that metal that's holding it up. Actually, there's a store outside Hanov, a wine store, that has mamash this barrel of wood and has slats of metal around it to hold the slats together. So the question is, this barrel that, true, the inside is wood, wood's not chayv in tefillah, what's holding it up, putting it together, is metal. The question is, do you go after the maimed? But no, do you say it's just like for the sugya of a tripod? By tripod, since the pot is touching the tripod and not the food, divitz potter. Here also, since the food is touching the wood, divitz potter, that's the shaila. Kamlong Taisvis, the Rosh, they eat one taina, Lamaisa, what's touching it? So that's not food. It's touching the clear tamachai and tefillah, the wood, divitz potter. The Torah went this way, the Maril went this way. And Tadashani, the Mordechai brings down Ramu to Bergen Tshuva. He says, this is the kli. This is what defines the kli. The kli is be'etzem, something has metal inside. Divitz chayv and tefillah with the bracha. Come on, Isavet Arach brings down this machlokes and says, therefore, for this reason, do a tefillah bli bracha. That's first of three shittas among the Rishonim. Halacha, when you read the Beis Yosef, it sounds like he passed to do tefillah bli bracha, l'chumra. However, come on, the Mechaben brings it down. He says, you do not need any tefillah at all because you do not go past the maimed. The Taz, the Shach, they ask a question, what happened? Look in the Beis Yosef. Says the Pichadosh, the Goyin, who's Chazer? The Chazen says we did not go after the Maimit. That's how the Bach, the Taz, Pichadosh, they pass this way, the Goyin. At Sela Sheni, Lumais, the Shach says, read the Beis Yosef, read the Dak Moisho. They point out, Machalik Shushonim, and the Klal over here, all over in Simon Kuvchav, is that people have been asking me the whole time, what to go do when you have Machalik's that place game, Lav Shitas on Dar Malakdim, what to go do over here. So you see the Klal is usually Tefillah Bli Bracha, with Chosh both ways, you do Tefillah. Shall whether the rice drop on them, W. Shalmatirim, Libracha, with Cheshim, and the other place came over here. There were the Chachmas Adam, the others being down to be Cheshish over here. Just they point out a slight Kashal Alocha on the page. If you read Taisvis and the Torah, the setup is really building off Sef Aleph. The Torah goes in Sef Aleph, and you get the Sugya, Mo'onin Vakanya, something that's coded, come to the Torah, and he says, and Taisvis says, that what defines coding, that the Gemara says, Chayv and Tefillah go past the Seifai. The luck is, we go after the inside, not after the outside. We pointed out over there, the Beis Yosef being down three different cheetahs. One cheetah is the Rav Yah, that says, even if it's coded only in the outside, still you need Tefillah. Come along the Machabani, passing the luck, we go on the inside by Moni the Kanya, things that are coded, and not the outside. The Ramah came along and says, Afilu Bifnim, do Tefillah B'li Bracha. What's Afilu Bifnim? Says the Dogma of Vava brings down the Pichadosh, means he's arguing the Ramah on two points over here. That means that if there's only a koning inside, do tefillah bli bracha. Only a koning on the outside, also do tefillah bli bracha. Therefore, if that's pshat in the Ramah, let's check him out over here. And again, the sugya of Maimud, what do you have? You have a wood inside. You have metal on the outside. Says Taisvis, it's the same exact sugya, just like over there, by the koning in the inside mechayiv you and not the outside. But also the inside mechayiv you, not the outside. But you, Ramah, and you, Shach, they come along, you paskin. On Sif Aleph, the halacha is by coding, we worry about the outside itself. So the Chor should come out, that the Ramah himself should paskin. But also, on the Maim and the outside itself, do Tefillah B'li Bracha. And why is Ramah over here being sosom, like the Mechaber, there's no Chiyat Tefillah? A poshut question, the Cheshbin, if you read the Torah, Taisus, and the Ramah, poshut question. The Ruch HaShulchan says, you're right, such a good kasha, even in Sif Aleph, the Ramah is coming to say, do Tefillah B'li Bracha, only means only the inside, not the outside. Was Agab shot in the Ramah? What is Ramah saying in Sif Aleph? Ma'is Dagmav being that Pichadri says Afilu Bifnim, not that way. The Shev Yeshua is his kasha. The Chuyot decided to answer. The Chalkas Binyamin says over. There's a chilek. To Pater and Chanami clone at one from another. That's what Taisa is saying. If it's a Pater on the outside, the coding also be Pater over here. Ma'ish Enki the Tzatri Machmer in Sif Aleph. Look at the Rav Yah. The reason is because Be'etzem Avada the coding is always in the Rabbanon. The swap behind it, because it looks like this is the klimatachas. It looks like you have coding inside. It looks like metal. Metal is a mechzik. Klimatachas would be machmer. whether it's the inside or outside, of Vayah Mitzah Mechsi. Else you can nothing do Mechsi, a Vayah one sees that the Ikli is what? The question is, Halakha Chamayim, not Halakha Chamayim. Therefore, over here, there's a swara to be makel, do not go after the maimed. That means there's more of a swara to be machman sevalef than over here. That's the core you have to answer. Again, you read places and the Torah, they say, depends upon sevalef. Lachot sounds like we did not go, it's not talipan zevazer, and sevalef will do a tefillah b'ri bracha. Ma'ashenkin ba'os in sevalef will do a case, akunder amah, we won't do any tefillah at all. Also, not lachot, we go like the shach usually, that says anyway, do tefillah b'ri bracha, which they point out, lachot could be l'shitasli. Now, negate the idea of maimed over here. We're saying over here you have slats of wood, you have metal on the outside. Let's say the whole entire material is made of things that are not mechuyev in tefillah, but yet you have screws over here. A screw is nichol l'sugya of maimed. It'll come out that if you say it is, according to the mechaber, the amo, binochi et tefillah, according to shach, do a case of tefillah bli bracha. So, Betan, the Beis Yehuda, is brought down the Yad HaPrim and the place on the page, clarifies this question. And they point out, Echlamik Tfilah Shach, you should need a case Tfilah B'li Bracha. The Bignan B'Yashu says that way, you have any Kli made of plastic that screws over here, that's according to the Shach, you have a getter to do a Tfilah over here. So there's a drop more of a Bayah, there's touching the food. That means before we even get to Yesedas, they're saying another reason why to more Machmer. That means. Now.
That's where the screws on the outside.
Yeah. The screws are totally on the outside, still called the Shachni Tfil B'li Bracha. More of a stage over here. Now, the Torah is Mamshech on the Sugya Maimed. He brings down two other cases. He has the first case of a Kris Shal Kesef. You have a cup made out of silver. That's Mechubah to a Kli Eitz. And then it says for a carrot, a Kli Shal Eitz, that's Mechubah to a Kesef. Two cases in the Torah. The question is really, and then it brings down Yesh Machmirim. Being those who say by kashal kesef mechayev kashal eitz b'potur yesh machmirim. There are two basic questions. First of all, what is the kimt over here? And then when it says yesh machmirim, is arguing on both cases or only on one case? It's very clear that the bishitas, the Beis Yosef, there's a taz and the shach. To be different malchim, what the kimt is, what comes out l'alocha. First, the way the Beis Yosef says before we get to the shochan aruch seems to be chayzer, and the Beis Yosef says the case over here, the kashal kesef, is manamish the same alochas of zayin as above. A case of, there's a slats of wood, and you have silver on top of it. If I carrot, you have slats of silver, and you have wood on top of it. Those are the two cases. Therefore, the first sheet in the Torah has come along to say the lach is, you go after with the ikon inside. Yesh Machmim is saying, you go after the maimed over here. Say, both ways l'chumro, do a tefillah, but tefillah b'li bracha. Therefore, the case of Kli Kesef, the maimed of a chutz is 8 b'li bracha. Ma'ashenkin, when the inside is 8, and the outside is mateches, or kesef, also do tefillah b'li bracha. Be machmir both ways. They point out, you read the Shulchan Aruch and Sifav and Siv Zayin. I'm not saying Paskin, the Beis Yosef, Rokhi Nakdinon. Yet Sifav and Siv Zayin did not go this way. Loch and Siv Zayin, the Sifav and Siv Zayin, affect the Taz and Shach. He went and Paskin, Kol Halacha Achal Maimid. Then we do not go at all after the Maimid. That means that the inside over here is Kesev, even though Maimid's wood come on to part you. No tefillah at all. Ma'ashenkin, the other way, Mechayiv you. That means the pshat in the Torah is one malach in the Beis Yosef. That's mamash the same with kimto sevav and sevzayin. You have slats over here. Among the Taz, his malach over here is betzim. In case we have a different vav and zayin, two different things. Sevav is the case of slats. Sevzayin, the case of the Torah being down, is kris b'toch kris. You have one cup inside another cup, where the inside cup is, let's say, is wood. The outside cup is where it's metal, except each one stands by itself, but sticking up above the area where it's wood. Therefore, the case over here is, since it's sticking above, the question is, does it nichol get of maimut? So, if the inside is metal, and the wood is on outside or sticking up, a vani chayvet tefillah is kli gomer over here. That's why the Torah brings down the kli kesef, that's b'chub eitz on the outside, a vani chayvet tefillah. Ma'ashenkin, the second came up, that's the only time there's a machlek. Yesh Machmim is only arguing on the second case. Over this shall to go, achal maimut or not, to make a case over here where there's wood on the outside, the metal on the outside, wood on the inside, metal on the outside, a case of tefillah.
Because it's sticking up, it doesn't go inside.
No, because now the liquid will touch it. Again, it's above it, and therefore the liquid is touching it. So in that second, it came to the question, do a tefillah at all, tefillah b'li bracha. That's Yesh Machmirim. The third way, and that's how nice the Bach, they went like the Taz. The third way to understand this Machlaikis is the Shach. He comes along and says, no, that's in the cup inside, it's a complete cup. Just on the outside, Stam, they put on wood over there. Why? Either make it stronger. Stam, a case of life over here. So come along and says, Sivov has nothing to do with Zion. Sivov is a case of Maimon with a case of slats over here with metal on top of it. Mashenki, Siv Zion is a regular Kimduri. Stam, you have a case of Kesev inside. That's how the Chokhmah Sadam went. They will come out. The Halacha and Nafkamino is what happens practically. Fakert. Again, we have the Halacha and Sivov and Siv Zion. Sivov, the Kimto over here, is a case where the inside over here is wood and the outside is metal. What's Halacha? Tefillah will be bracha, not bracha, but no tefillah at all. To come along, Mechabit says Halacha is in Sivov, you only tefillah. The Shach says tefillah will be bracha. Fakert the case, let's say the inside over here is metal and the outside is a case of wood, all come out. It'll also be machlokes the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef say the tefillah with the bracha. The Shach says a case of tefillah bli bracha. That's what come out an opposite kimto. About a tefillah, Beis Yosef with the bracha, Shach without a bracha. Make it practical over here. Yechala boards. That's basically a case where you have a backwards case from Sivav, which is Siv Zayin. That's Beis Yosef and that's the Shach. Chala board is a piece of wood. Then you have usually silver on top, and then you have metal on top of that, a glass on top of that. So what is your ikker, thing that things touching? Chayvin tefillah, schuches, rabbonim, chayvin tefillah. What's holding it up? Wood. So just first, I'll be svar shavoy, according to the Beis Yosef, if you look at the inside. I'll be svar shavoy, according to the Beis Yosef, tefillah with the bracha. According to Shach, you can argue and say, what's being maimed it? The wood. You say, no, maybe it's not being maimed it, because it stands by itself over here. It's a glass and does not need a maimed. So you can argue in the Shach to with a bracha without a bracha. That's the shaila. I don't understand it. The mice among the swarm, when they ask the gedolim what to go do, and they get these chalabors and has a glass on top of it on the assumption that it's made by a goy over here, chiyat filo. So they ask Rav Osner, they ask the Yashiv, and the Yashpo, Shev Kosi, they come along and say chiyat filo with the bracha mamish. That means you can say say coin to be Yosef avada. Even the coin to the Shach, you tell me, it's not b'etzim, it's a maimed, it stands by itself. There's chuchas over here. Atzal Hasheni, those who are fakfik upon the Holopachas Bracha, they point out some don't do any tefillah at all. Shalom Vidarshim says that way. Rav Schlossinger says tefillah b'li bracha. Rav Berkowitz might say Paschal do tefillah b'li bracha. Now, what's it tefillah b'li bracha? You have a chiyah tefillah b'li bracha. Yeah. Now, what's this for? So, Rav Berkowitz says the reason why tefillah b'li bracha, he wants to tell you what is the ikka, the kli over here. The ikka is why are you buying it for? Because the wood is fancy over here. The ikka is a fancy wood, even though the noise agav over here, the matachas. So he wants to say in mitzvah suga of maimed over here. How do you look upon it? He wants to taino the ikka getter is why you have it here together. It's nichel that it's being maimed by the eights. Then according to Beis Yosef, the halacha is tefillah b'li bracha. But according to Shach, tefillah b'li bracha. Since the whole mechus of making the kli over here is mitzvah more the wood, and this is the derech agav over here. And the Yashpa brings that down and says, who cares? He says the satzfarim and so forth. And the organ is suga maimed. You have to know the suga maimed well. Avin Yashpa says, the mice stands by itself. So the Shigal last question, how do you look at this board? You say it's nichel as a maimed to the glass? No, that's stands by itself. That's one reason. A second throw, why do you feel b'li bracha? Yigval? So, Pasha's Yahweh get the Sugiv Chatzitzah, yeah, oh yes. If you can unscrew it, you can table the glass by itself. A second throw, the one minchas Oshas comes along and says, why you should not do a tefillah halbongs with the bracha? Yitaina is a pshutei klis chuchas. As you mentioned already, the Shalom among the Gedolei Achronim, that Pshutei Kli Shchuchas is not Mekabel Tomo, only Kli Matechas. The Shalom among the Gedolei Achronim is a Nichol Egder Ot Matechas. They have a Tila with Bracha, like Obiyashil, Hakub Niyom, and others. No, Vazan Chayshish says, Lumaisa is not Mekabel Tomo, and neither get them Mekabel Tomo over here. So the whole Pachas Tefillah B'li Bracha. That's a second Svar Wai without a Bracha. Third Svar, they get involved with it practically, come with the Rashi of Hakarto, says, who's making it? Maybe it's a Yiddish company. Who owns the company with the guy who's the chevra, who's the mam over here. So he gets a valmita on that. Why we should not make a bracha over here? The shul of the darshan wants a tiny kizbotch to the shulchan. The table is ikker. Not sure what that means.
Why? The table that you put
the... Yeah, that's
right.
Why
do you ever need
to feel? I said, I'm not sure what that means. The Baruch Hanoich, when he writes it, he wants a tiny, the whole shulch is only to protect it. To protect it, that's ikker zuot. But these, again, these are interesting svaras over here, yishlodim. But again, the pashas should be tefillah, question with a bracha, without a bracha, as chashash, she'd make, take another kli and tie it all together with it. Again, I've called all these places and they, the meleches, There's a one selling over here by this farm store. What? No, I'm not about Shevis. Malachim. Something Malachim. Shulchan Malachim. There's one that everyone sells around, Shulchan Malachim. The guy in the store said it has to be made by Yidden. We call it a place made in China. It was sent over. Yes, a very fancy one. The Rambam is Mamshech and Siv Zayin and discusses, let's say you have two parts to the Kli over here, but both of the mice are touching the food. That means one's not a Maimid. What do you go after? So you could argue after, right? It says the Rambam, but let's say you have an Ikker over here. For example, you have a Recham Shel Bapalim, you have something that's grinding things, and the blade's inside the metal. You go after the Ikker, and therefore the grinder, well, the mice need a case of Tefillah over here. Mashenkin, the Shah, Kondadak, and Moisho. That goes to my niece. But let's say the bowl that's holding it, that mice would not need tefillah. David said it's far very simple. Our food processors, our mixers over here. Think of why you have food processor mixers to cut the food. You have blades. The blades are vada chayiv and tefillah. The bowl over here is made out of plastic. Echanami. Kondashach is not chayiv and tefillah. That's the pashis. When you learn the sugya via the Ramah, the chos mamash, our mixers, our food processors. Now, you could, again, ask a question over here. The pashas you read the Ramah, the chiyuv tefillah is tefillah with bracha. Turn back growing up. Papalim. Papalim is pepper. The locha we had in Sifhei, and we had a sakin shel shchita. The sig over there comes out, it's a tashmish to tashmish. It's not making the food straight like a pot. It's preparing the meat to be made by a pot to be cooked. Tashmish to tashmish. And that a kipta the locha is. A shallow we make a tefillah. Maisa says, Ramah, toiv to tefillah b'li bracha. The question here is, what's the difference between the halach and siv zayin, which I can feel with the bracha, that's the pashtus, versus siv hay? Because both of them, when you grind pepper, you don't eat it right away. And when you cook, when you do sakin shel shchita, you don't eat the food right away. What's the difference over here? It's only fair to chacham azodim, or chashulchan. The one time maybe you should not do a tefillah with bracha. The mice of the pashtus of the Ramah is to mechal between the two cases. The svar to mechal, because it says a chalkas binyom, it's very simple, is that a pepper grinder, you bring to the table, it goes into food right away. It's not so far in advance, that's not associated with klisudo. Just like a pot, over here you cook things, you have to put it inside another plate, bring it to the table. Also, you grind things, it goes into food, put it right away. It's really associated with klisudo. And then for this reason, by a pep grinder, you have a chiyat feel over here. Therefore, they say, for example, a salt shaker. I might say you don't eat salt, you know, involved, maybe you do, well, you make a broch on it. But one, if she has mice feet to the table, part of the table, therefore the dagger shoe brings down, Shlomo Zalman says, Avada salt shaker has a chiyuv tefillah with a bracha. Now the one's mamshech over here said, this halacha is, let's say, the case where the ikker blade here is metal. But let's say you only have a little bit of barzel over here, and it's not needed for a shtamshus, halacha is pot from tefillah. Therefore, for example, let's say you have a spout. If this spout you put inside a chavis is metal, a chiyuv tefillah. Let's say the spout is wood. And at the end of it, the mice, you have a lip of it that's metal. Since it's not needed, mice is potter tefillah. That's the shopping sound. Even though you have metal there, it's touching the food. But it's not needed, potter tefillah. Building upon this halacha, the Ramah, come up with Bichodesh and Tainas, that lets you have a clear that you saw was tefillah already. But then you give it over to somebody to glaze it, to put a coating to it. That's what's used. And you put a coating, do you need another chiyuv tefillah to it? Because he goited that he made a clear here with this coating. Says the Bichadish, built upon this Ramah, since his batsman is a cleave before him, it's not needed. They have its potter from tefillah over here. The Maisim Kivek and Tzif Aleph disagreed. He said, make the Chiyav tefillah with the bracha. The Mishmur, the Pirim Gadim, and Sim in the Tofton Aleph brings down the Machlokes over here. They come along based upon this, is it Nichol as he made the clear not? Or is it's not needed? Machlokes, they would say, do tefillah without a bracha. Simchas to Sif Yud Aleph is really one sugya. That means he's pointed out already in the first chaburah that really the three sodas in the idea of tefillas kelim. Number one, you have to know what a kli suit is. Number two, you have to know what the chaymer is. Number three, you have to know about going from a geizah shus to yisrael shus. Those are three points. I mean, everything's built upon those three points. One third point, a transient mashiach, that's Simchas to Sif Yud Aleph. The starting point, you have one of a zayda hayin hay that brings down that Rav Nachman says, let's say you borrowed a kli from a guy. Are you chayv in tefillah? Says the Gemara, no, because not my shayu like chayis a kli midyan, only when you buy it, lekuchim, not a case when you borrowed something. Come on, Mechaber brings down this halacha and says three points over here. Number one, this halacha of borrowing your potter. What about you rent something from a guy? This is for that they're advised, at least one tshuva wants a taino, that by schiris is like mechir yomi. When you rent something, it's like you're selling something for a day. And therefore, just like mechir has a get of chil in tefillah, You're also a chirat tefillin by a case of schiris. The Maaseh, the Rashba says, has been clay midian. Clay midian, you went to Muhammad, you conquered it, you got it. It was used completely. And that's something that the shame of the Akh was still upon it. It was used completely. Therefore, the Rashba said, even by schiris, you went from a guy, you might have spotter. And therefore, that's the Torah, the Mechab and all the place can be now Lach LaMaisel. Then whether it's Shu'ula, whether it's Schiris from a guy, does not make a difference. Says the Chachma Sodom, the Hoshulchon, the Kishchorach, the Lach is part of Tfila, it still has the shame of the guy on top of it, and therefore, no Chir Tfila upon it. That's the first thing the Mechab says. The second thing he says, let's say a person goes and he buys a Kli Suto from a guy. It takes a knife, Kli Suto. However, and now a second yid come along and he wants to borrow it from the first yid over here. Is it chiyat tefila? Because might see he's borrowing it from the person, says the mechaber, since the first person is chiyat tefila, he wants the chiyat tefila. That means shu'ula from Gaid Potter, or shu'ula from Yisrael, might say is chayiv. A third point says the mechaber, but let's say in a case over here, when you bought a kli suto, to cut klafen, to cut parchment, cut paper, cut wood, and then your friend comes along to go borrow it. What's the lacha in that case? The person who bought it is made for not a kli suto. He's potter. Therefore, is it a shul of the case is potter, kli that's potter, and therefore it'll be motor or not? So first, machlokes among the shayinim, come on, goes ashri, and he tells the yid is potter, the guy who bought it from him is also potter. This event, Aruch disagrees and says, if the yid, the first yid who bought it, would decide to aray, to use it once in a while to cut food, he's chayiv. Therefore, the shayil is not any worse than that, he's nichon like category, also he's chayiv in the case of tefillah. So machlokes goes ashri, first, the Issevet Aruch. The Lach Lamaisa, the Mechabin Dian, the Lashon Yesh Misha Oimer, which the Achoyim over here, the Chachmazan says over, why Lashon Yesh Misha Oimer? Because it's not clear among the Yishayim. So he brought down the Lashon Yesh Misha Oimer, it's only one reason, but it can't pass this way. So the Maisa is Potter, no, didn't feel over here. Because it's basically Klafi, but the Maisa is Potter. But Chodesh Bitar, they went this way. Or Chashukhan says, the Maisa is Mnik Lanisol, Mnik Posh and Klaisol, like the Mechab over here. Shevet HaSavi says, Vechem Amadabar. It was this Mechabah Shidu, which is very important to get to in Nafkaminas. The Lach is in no Chiyat Tefillah at all. When he bought for Klafin, then the one who borrowed from Maisa's Potter. Asal Shayin the Maisa, the Taz and Shach, they bring down the Issevet Aruch, and they say, the Maisa disagree. If the first Yisrael bought it for Klafin, the second Yisrael borrowed it, the Issa Kasha, why they're all leaving out over here, the Maisa, they come along, they pass Kalach La Maisa, do a case of Tefillah B'li Bracha. Says the Taz, he points out, again, you're borrowing it from this place of Klafin, or from the store, he's going to return it. It's a shayla over here. You have to tell the owner that you did tefillah to it. The owner has to tell the next person who bought it that he might say tefillah. He has a chiyat tefillah b'li bracha. Otherwise, if a bayam says to give a favor that he's returning something, he might do tefillah to it with a bracha. The Issevet Aruch says that the person who borrowed it. Because the machlokes is Issevet Aruch with the guy's ashri. Machlokes, that means being machmer both ways. Tefillah b'li bracha, both ways being machmer. Well, we'll get to, I think, what you lean to. We'll get to what you lean to. Now, this, again, first, what it says, so first, on the page of the case over here, the Mechab is discussing a case of Kli Klafim. Again, a Kli, you bought a sack and they made for a cut parchment. To make it more practical, the Taz brings down the base say, so it says the same thing again, Kli Schayra. We have a store over here that is coming to avoid Kalim. He's doing it to go sell to another yid. It's nichon again, he's potter and tefillah, and therefore your husal borrows it from it, or the owner himself uses it once in a while, your husal borrows from it, you make a tefillah upon it. According to the mechaber, there's no chiyat tefillah at all, husal borrows it from the storekeeper. According to Taz and Shach, tefillah b'li bracha over here, the same machlokes is, that means according to Aruch Shulchan, b'chadosh no chiyat tefillah at all, according to Taz and Shach, no chiyat tefillah. Now, there is an interesting question on the kelim of the gemach, the lav gemachs, especially from those kelim they lend out to people. Are they kli schayra or the kli achila, kli suto? Meaning, do they chiyat tefillah and who has a chiyat tefillah? Who is exactly? By gemach, it's different. By kli schayra, the whole yisrael kli schayra is to go sell it. That's his point. What's a kli gemach?
They borrow it, so you rent. So, I borrow rent.
You borrow it, you're giving it back. But what is made for achilah? It's an interesting question. How do you look upon it? You could tell it's like this, chayra. Because it's the guy who bought it, is not, he did not buy it at all to use. for himself. He bought totally for other people. He's not interested. He's a lot of people are.
When he's making a caterer, doesn't have
no interest. You get involved, all right, but maybe, but he has no interest for it. We'll get to that. First, what is a kli gemach? We'll get to that also. First, so they get to a gemach is a machlok among the svarim today. What is it exactly? Is it again? It's like this chayor potter mitzad he himself. But Rabin said no. That's he's doing it mitzad to go use from it, to go eat from it, not to make money off it. He calls it a kli sudo. Oh, once also I see the Yisrael Chaim Kineskin and then tell who to table it for the same question. Chaim comes along and says the one of the table is a bala gemach. Nevetzal says the one who borrows has to table it. That means we're really arguing over here who is the mechayev upon it. His question is a klis sudo or klis chayro. Now, we'll try to get these things step by step. Now, in this halacha, Kamal Gaman says, what is the lumdus over here? Why to mechayev the person who is being shown, borrowing it to. What's the idea over here to mechayev the person? So, first, the person who, let's say, he buys for klofim. He bought a klofim, bought for schayro. Use it once in a while. Is there a din tefillah over here or not? Use it once in a while, in case of Arai. So come along with the Isvet Aruch. And the time is, if a person himself uses it for Arai, even though he bought it to cut cloth in, parchment over here, the mice is a din tefillah over here. Din tefillah. What's the lamas behind it? They come along and say that even though Rei Tashmishoi is made for cloth, but Mir Tashmishoi uses it to cut meat and vegetables and things like that, once he uses it for Mir Tashmishoi, does it get a tefillah over here? That means you say the Mir Tashmishoi, Rei Tashmishoi, it's coming from this Ramah. You get a couple people in Kabur, it's coming from no one knew. It's this Ramah. The Mova is saying the same concept over here, one way to the Sandal Chobog's Ramah, that says that you put it for Klofim, 100%. But since when you choose to use it once in a while, Arai, in the case of cutting vegetables, you have a Din Tefil over here. That's Isra'at Aruch. The Mova is bringing down. Come on to Pichadosh. And he says, yes, that's Pshan Ramah, and I disagree with Ramah. True that we had in Hilchas HaKalos Kelim, Simut Tov Tanala, Machlek is to go after Rei Tashmishoi only, or Chesh V'Mir Tashmishoi. You want Tana only over there because they get Sugi of Lias. So V'Mir Tashmishoi, at the end of the day, you have Lias over here. Mashing over here, what defines the definition of the Kli Sudo or not? Go after Rei Tashmishoi. David wants to argue that you always go after Rei Tashmishoi. Everyone agrees to go after Rei Tashmishoi, and after the Mir. The Machlek is simple understanding, the Amor versus Bichadosh. Now the Olam over here, the Pesach Tshuva brings down the Shev Yaakov. It says that the Locha is Rei Tashmishoi, is Mechayiv you, and Mir won't be Mechayiv you. Could be they had another Pshat in the Amor, to point out the Amor disagrees, it is Aruch HaShulchan has another Pshat in the Amor. But again, the simple understanding is that the Amor is saying, Rechish Mir Tashmishoi, Mashim Pichadosh. The Locha, the Amor is brought down by Levosh, the Taz, the Pitoyar, other places came, Ben Ashkai, Liash, they come along and say, Rechish Mir Tashmishoi, the Locha is, you have a Chiyas Filo. Atzad Hasheni, those go like the Shev Yach Pichadosh. They say, not the way. Therefore, the way the Chagos B'Yom comes out, whenever you have Machokis, you do Tefillah B'li Bracho. Tefillah B'li Bracho. Now, there is a little bit of an in-between case over here, I had to understand it, the way that Choshulim wants to go. He wants to go, why do you buy it for? If you buy it only to cut a parchment, an economy, it'll be potter. If you bought it also, kind of, some of the cut vegetables out of it, that's the case in Mechayev you. That means that if you bought something only for one thing, let's say you're potter, you end up with Tzarchin, that's the in-between case some buyers can want to go with. Depends on why you bought it for only, or api roiv. This will make it practical in certain cases over here. A peeler. The peeler chayv in a tefillah over here. So, the sefer tefillah kelim, or the article, they come along and say, you have a peeler over here, chayv tefillah with a bracha. Tefillah with a bracha. Come along with Avnei Yashmon, he says, does not understand. A peeler api roiv is called a potato peeler. Peeling potatoes, is a chayv tefillah upon it? So you have the Lochan Sifei, Api Roiv, I said, the Lochan Sifei that says it's a case of Tashmish to Tashmish, and they will come along. True, you can use it for other things. It tells you to feel without a bracha. So why in the world you feel as Caleb of Dovah Kohen, running over here, the Loch is that you have coined, saying the Loch of Tefillah with a bracha, for a wave time is used in a case of potatoes? So the Maisa, it's touching it, except it's like sacrificial shechita is not ready to be eaten now, the potatoes, you have to cook it again. You have to cook your potatoes, raw potatoes. Again, it's so sometimes you use it, again, sometimes. Raven potatoes. Now, So the Sefer Tefillah is coming, rolled back to Avi Yashmi, says, you're right. Echlam, when it wasn't Sefer, I assumed it was equal, not Roy. But if the Echlam, it's Roy in your house, Roy potatoes, that means really it could be depends that in Chutzlaret people peel cucumbers. And therefore you can say it's equal cucumbers and carrots and potatoes. In this country, for some reason, they don't peel cucumbers over here. And therefore, you only left really potatoes and once in a while carrots, but it gets potatoes over here. So, and we see the law is you go after a specific person by a case of cloth, and he himself what he bought it for. So you have a case of Rav Tashmishai. Therefore, the law is, Rav Boza says, the same Tefillah scale says, the law is, if Rav Tashmishai by you is a case of potatoes, Echnami do Tefillah, believe Rachel. Also, so give Rav Tashmishai. Again, if you go up, if you and Derek can do both, it's not really economy. But again, a lot of people in my house, it's for potatoes. My house is that way. Again, there are other things, but I don't think my house, apples, maybe once a year. Right, once a year, exactly. So it just meant that's it. No, it'd be tefillah. No, we do tefillah already.
No,
Pesach. You know, it tells you to Pesach. The only thing you eat on Pesach is potatoes. So fine. So again, that's the stated Rav Tashmishai. Halacha Tefillah LeKelim. Bibli Bracha. Another example. The Emek HaTshuva wants to discuss your oven racks. You want to tie your oven racks. But my son, most times you have pots there or pans there, things on top of it. The food's not touching it straight. But sometimes you put pizza or things straight on top of it, and therefore it's definitely get a Mir Tashmishai. According to those who go after Mir Tashmishai, they'll get feel like the Chodesh of Yaakov. They'll get feel. Here they have to get a feel. Another example that the Ashba discusses. Another tier for why you make refrigerator shelves. One time, most times, you might see you put it down, usually with the kelim there, and some of the meat tashmisha, you put it straight down on top of it. Now, there you could get involved with, let's say, a table. We discussed a table, definitely get a rape tashmisha or not, just the fine rape tashmisha. We had the hookahs that call us kelim, they get to rape tashmisha. But let's say you have one tashmish, that's what's made for, but it happens sometimes in the same tashmish, it also has a second tashmish. The person has a bowl of soup. Sometimes things overspill. The thing that overspill, is that called mere tashmish, or that's in the tashmish of having the bowl of soup there? So you point out the Mishavur brings down the hook of the Golas Kalim, that when you have things that are on the plate, maybe it fell off, went to the table, therefore on your table, he counters, the law is you need Evan Malubin. Why do you need Evan Malubin? You go out to Rav Tashmish in the Sugi Vakala. We point out, negate the Sugi of Rav Tashmish, in that tashmish, the same thing happens, things spill over. So on the table, when you eat, that's called the Klei Suda, you have bread there, you have an apple, you have things there on the table. Even on those things, the Chor are not Nichol and the Heter of Mir Tashmishai, I think it's part of Mir Tashmishai. Building upon this, we have Rav and Mir. Let's say it's not Oymin at all. Come on with Pitari, wants a Taina, the things that are not Shaychas Klei Suda, Agami Yusuf Klei Suda, which we'll have to define what that means, is the Nochi of Tila, Agami Yusuf Klei Suda. For example, my brother's Dero, he had two heaters, one that made milchiks, one that made fleishiks. One they heat up the pizza, one they made their hot dogs. Get travel these heaters over here. Without Val Mukhabar, not Mukhabar, it rolled from room to room. It's in Nichon together of tefillahs, clear pseudo. So the Isl, Yashiv, or Yitzchak, they want to put toast on top of a heater. Now they kind of, that's not clear pseudo. That's a heater over here. That's not in the Pasha Miyat and Roiv. It's a heater. You might use it. There's baladaita in it, and there's certainly coming from the pre-tire. It's not Nicholas concept of your Klei Suda Kiyuza. You couldn't get involved with. You buy a hammer. A hammer's for nails. You do a crack a nut, crack a coconut. No, it's first thing. No, so we said, but a nutcracker, a lot of us could say to feel the bracha because you're doing it at the table, and it's toppled the shell to the. The shell is toffled to the nut. Shom Zalman said, do it feel of a rock when they not crack her. The shell is the fruit. It's a chaisel. Shom Zalman says, since it's a toffle, it's part and parcel of the nut. No, that's it grew on the tree. That grew on the tree, that didn't grow on the tree. It's all one thing. Fine, those argue. But again, it could be over here that you can argue the point, and they have some Berkowitz in the hammer, you have the table, because you can crack another over here. Which could get involved with, in this case, is let's say you have a blech, a hot plate, a pre-chalas strain on top of it, in the hot plate. Or another case, you have grates in your house, and you do chatzilim, stop a strain on top of the grates. Two different cases they discuss in the Malak Bismanazah. That means, grates you buy in your house, what for? put pots on top of. That's 100% what it's made for. By the art people, in my own house, people they took chatzalim and they burn it. That's how they make chatzalim and kovet Shabbos. Do you have to cash in the grates now? They burn it and then they make, I don't know, they go, I see you there. Or you have challahs, you put strain on the blech over here. So, again, they ask the question of Chaim Kanevsky, you have Nevinsal, they both say both these cases tefillah bli brachah. They say, Biashim is a meister case, a grates is potter. You could argue, I can hear more stark, to divide the two cases. I think grates, no one says it's made to put food strain on top of. I, Marek, does fine, she'll learn from somebody else. But I think most people think it's not what the grates are made for. They was not going to suit us, like your oven over here, heat over here. You first put a toast to heat up by the heater. When I'm shaking by a hot plate, I think people see the challah straight on top of it. That's it was made to heat up things. There's nothing to heat up on. Therefore, nichol get a miyatash mishoy, and they will get a tefillah bli bracha. That's the core piece for our idea. You can argue the point mikan lekan. Begin the klal madir. The question how to apply it. The image of klal meat versus roy between machlis and paiskim. In that, we have a question if you also bought it only for one tashmish, the Aruch HaShulchan. You have a third question that's made for one specific thing. Those are three shells over here. And that particular place, one time, maybe one specific thing is potter. But again, you have to define where things are in these three categories over here. Building upon this, that we have this sakin, this made to cut klafim. We said aloha, the second thing, we have klis chara on top of that. The question now is, what is a hotel? Go to a hotel. Do they have a chiyah tefillah upon the kelim? And if they not do tefillah upon it, can you use the kelim over here? The question is, when the owner is yours 100%, if it's a guy, it's not a shayla. Why? If it's a guy, then you're borrowing a shayla from a guy, a vada smutter. When the owner of the hotel is a yid, can you go use the kli? I'm not sure what you want.
No, again.
I'm borrowing it. Again, the question over here, the hotel is owned by Yid. Is he chayvit? What is he? Is he still owns the hotel. Again, if the guy owns the hotel 100%, you're potter. Shell is potter, pashat. The guy owns the hotel, his kelim are what? Are they kli schayro? Or kli achilo? What does he have it for? He has it over here to go serve it.
Why is
it going to a guy? The whole lot is buying going from Yid to the guy. What? Fine, but that's not my claim. The law has to be my shahari, like claim Midian, then I bought it or transferred shoes from a Yitagai. When I eat by a guy's hotel, it's his claim. When I eat by Yid's hotel, let it be his claim. What? No, because they still retain it. Like Mach, he's giving it to me. He's retaining it to put food upon to serve me. What is that? To give it to me, to lend it to me. Here they bought, not lending you the place. Fine, so what is this case? What is the hotel? Is the hotel to put food upon it? Or is it no to serve you like this chayra? No, then we'll get the Tzulibli Brach Machlaikis at least. But what is it? Well, maybe no, according to Machab, we'll need Tila, right?
Okay, fine.
Fine, so another question. Well, first, so what is it? So what is this case over here? So, can you basically eat, let's say, certain hotels, they're somewhat reasonable, but you didn't, the mice, they don't travel to Kalem. So, mice, is the Lavush and Mordechai is a Chuba, the Esachas Nish, or Moshe, or Gyash, or also they come along with Taino, Chiat Filo. Their Kalem over here, the mice are Kalem of Nakli Schero, Kliva Chilo, made to serve on top of it. And therefore, Moshe says also to eat from these plates, also to go to these hotels, to eat from them, that and a Chiat Filo with Brocha, the Mamish Chiat come over here. Outside of Shani, the Dark Yeshiva brings down, there's a Marash Engel, there's a Shevet Musar, and the Menchazitzchok, and the Yahim, and others have Cholopach's Limitzchos, or what the Tzati Mekel. They come along from three different avenues. Why? Just to explain the Svaras over here. One, the Dark Yeshiva brings down from the Shevet Musar, Shevet Sefer, what do we Mekel? He said, Maisa Klis Chayro. At the end of the day, the Maisa, the guy is not being permitted, he's doing it purely for Panasa reasons. He's doing it purely, why? To go sell the person, sell the food with the over here, Klis Chayro there. Fine, that's his verse. They call him a chabad, no problem. L'maisa, Ravushi Mordechai quotes his far, or Strumah quotes his far, and says, that's ridiculous for her. He putting food on it to go serve to you. That's the argument that she called us. How do you look upon the Aleph? A second story we mentioned already last time, come on, Dain Weiss and Shuvah, and the B'Shom Zalman, he brings down this way, that the Soy to Aser, it's an Ishtesh, Tam, should get the end of the Simin, but is a food Aser? Food be'etzim is motor. That's clear. That means you cook food inside of it, the food in the mice is motor. So the chiyuv put upon is the gavra. If they do not let you tovel it, so it's not up to that mechayv upon you, it's mechayv upon them. So fine, they had the problem. But you, lemaisa, you can go eat it. There's no chiyuv put upon you to tovel the kelim. The chiyuv is on them to tovel that kli. They don't let, they don't give you any rishus. They don't issue for you per se to go use it. The is what? Go tovel it. If you can't go tovel it, go use the kli over here. The food's bad, it's not also. Yeah, exactly. Not muchach. Then you have a single thing here. A bunch of reasons why not. A third story, Marsh Engel, when he gets involved with, he says, first of all, tefillas kelim, maybe it's drop on him, the whole thing. Right, who owns the kelim? Maybe originally was made by a yid. Even though he will be, you have a sex faker. Sex faker. Don't be terrible. That's how you put on the darkish of Rosh Engel. Sex faker. Some drop on you make a sex faker. That's his for. If that's okay, not maybe. But again, the suffix in what? In also part of Allah. One of the cases, suffix if it's owned by Yidur Gai. That's in the sea. Suffix if it drop on the rice. It's not him to write, so.
Can you find out?
My sex again, she's my colleague with the Vishma Tim. Today, so they point out these forests, economy. Today, Yish Lodin, some of these forests, like sex sector. But again, so come down, first going to tell us, just speak out the sheets over here. But Ikra, the source should be, with the only is arguing, the Chora is not the Schayo, the Chora is Chivin Tefilo. Even those one in the Lamed's close to tells why to make all this, Nichol get it to the Schayo. They take the next stage, you go to your relative's house. Relative is Chiloni, or let's say they're Mizrahi, a little bit clueless, and they're not talking about Kalim, they come along and they serve things in the closed thing on the table, and then they give you plates and nice dishes over your glass, and everything cold, and silverware that's metal over here. So now, can you use this silverware to take things from closed dishes over here, using Kalim over here? What? Well, again, without getting up, it's an hour secure. It's an hour secure. They're not, and they walked away and they left. You left it by yourself. Anyway, so they point out, it really depends upon what the reason is. If that's Kli Schoiro, that's for that Kishu wants to bring down, that's not Kli Schoiro. That's why it's gone over here. Therefore, your Bia Oimu is making an hotel, said, but go to your craving, you have no heter. He said, no, tell you have heter, that's Kli Schoiro. But you own by your craving, you have zero heter. No, that's all the side. If you come and have a sugar, it's biyadoi, then you're involved with. If you ask, I want to ask one of my craving can go table, I said, do what you want, I don't care. So then you don't lab duck, you had to a biyadoi not. Some people will be upset, so you have to ask them or not. But if not, you get involved with shell, it's a biyadoi not biyadoi. Some of them will say, not biyadoi. Some will say, yeah, some are like, what do you want? But if not, if they tell the sugar, a sex faker, maybe you do have a sex faker over here. So Echonami, among the Svarim also, over here, the Yom switched to be Machmer, the Ashkel Meis is Machmer, or Yitzchak others. Again, they've never told what's decided to be Mekel over here, or even by Kraven. Fine. So again, we have, again, building upon the Svarim, the Kli Schayr over here, the put down the base of the Taz, what is the case of Hotel? Now, in the case of Kli Schayr, we're saying over here, the Loch is, it's part of Tefillah. Can you do Tefillah? The other way around now. It's, can you do Tefillah, and the Tefillah is good Tefillah. If you want to. If you want a good tefillah, can a store that has a mikvah take all its kelim and tovel and sell and say, it's sold to you, there's no shatness inside and it's also good tefillah's kelim. It's all taken care of already. Can you do it for the person? Zachem for who? For what? I can't be zachem for nobody. So does it work or not? The Svarim say why it does work. It went from a rishus of a guy to shus of a yid, you know, potter, like nisuto. But my sir, once you shus his soul, tefillah does work. Therefore, it's brought down B'Shem the Chaz Nisul Maisa says, why not? Nasha Klein, Chaim Bnyatsky, Nichol Zosher, they come on Taino, Dov finds he says, the Vada, Tefillah by his store does work.
Before you own it.
Before the store owner does Tefillah, the guy who buys afterwards is tabled already, no problem. Atzel HaSheni, brought down when he asked the question to the stipler, he said, but Etzem, that part of it, it's not Kli Suda right now. It's Kli Schayra, the Mechayim is when it's Kli Suda over here. Who said Tefillah Maisa works? And if Mishlam Zalman, I mean Chas Yitzchok, what? Why? Again, it's true it's which is true, but the mitzvah is when? It's Kli Suda. Now it's not Kli Suda. The mitzvah is not there yet. The mitzvah is not there. That means. again, so that's the argument over here. That means Menashe Klein, when he writes a tshuva about it, he says not worse than Issa fell in the mikveh by accident. Now she's tayful. Not worse than that. Fell by himself. Mamash tayful. Others come along. Well, Vosner, Belsky, they tell you there's no mitzvah yet. When is a mitzvah? The tefillah is called. There's no mitzvah here yet. And therefore, among the swarm, is Machlokes the Shulchan among the swarm, does tefillah by Yisroel Ma'aseh to work? We'll get together. Building upon that, now, let's say I bought it and want to give it as a present. What's the lock in that case? Pishlam, my case of Tishayro. This whole thing over here is what? Is to sell it. Here you bought something as a present. Now, in present, there are two cases over here in present. One, when you're giving a bowl with no food inside. And one, you're giving a bowl with food inside, like Mishloach Mois, which we'll get to. Two stages over here. So first, negate a case where you have no food inside. It's come along with the Minchas Osher, it's a tshuva about. You want to tell you that even if those want to pater by kli, it does not work that filo by his store, because be'etzem, what is the kli? The kli is chayro. Here, when a person bought it, be'etzem the kli suto, I'm giving it to him for kli suto, but be'etzem the kli suto. You want to tell you that in the case of matona the ma'aseh, it does work. The fine scene of Nansal, the one time the ma'aseh, it does work. A tzal sheni, the shingle does, seems to be not the way. If just like this is the store owner is for chayro, the matana is also to give it over to a person if you use clean matana. There is no chiv tefillah over here. And therefore, those who hold no chiv tefillah, also there's tefillah on bichal. Therefore, Shlomo Zalman points out that tefillah is not chal over here. Shlomo Zalman says, Rav Shtomach says, Rav Vosa says, that tefillah is not, nothing over here. Nothing. Rav Vosa says, tefillah is nothing. Therefore, they point out. What? No, this is a case with no food inside the kli right now. Okay, well, again, with no food, inside the kli. But Berkowitz says there's no tefillah at all, not chal tefillah over here. Therefore, the question is now, what you're going to do, you're a store owner, you want to sell, or you want to give, let's say, kli as a matan to chilaini. The chilaini is going to use the kli over here. Are you even the issa left naive over here? If I am, that's a good naive, you use the kli without tefillah over here. What's the eitzo? What's the eitzo? So, again, the idea of tefillah, so the Kamlung Rav Shtomach says he has a problem with Tzadzugi Lift the Ever. You look the same, but her Mikshal, he discussed it, Lift the Ever, not Lift the Ever. But the Maisi said, what is the Eitzo? He said, very simple, I should be Zeicha for the person I'm giving it to, or at least by my Tana, should be Zeicha by stood on the table, my Tana be Zeicha for him. Once I'm Zeicha for the guy, for the Chilani, it's his Kli, not to be Tavla Kli Suda, if that's a Kli Suda. Kamlung Shom Zalman says, not a good Eitzo. Because anyone knows, when you get, I've got numerous bowls over the years, what do you do with it? You pass it on to the next person, right? That's what I usually got it for. So, but that was clean my tunnel, here's a clean my tunnel. That's what you do. What's it made for? It's made to make sure you get the right, pass it on. Or, as Shlomo Zalman said, you give it back to the store. You switch it with something else you really want. So, just like the original guy is clean my tunnel, you also, it's also not clean my tunnel, it's not clean suit over here. So, Shlomo Zalman, the idea of the Eitza does not work over here, because most times the person is not keeping it. That's facts. And not the Eitzah come along. I see the Sefer Ma'aseh who wants to tie off. Says it clearly, book in Matana. Use it one time. When you use it, not clearly pseudo. And then, Echad won't be a problem. Then give it to the person as Matana. Which, yeah, no. Rav Shtomach himself also points out when you give it to a person to be Zeichadem and do a tefillah, the person you have to remove all the stickers from it. That's Chatzitza. You give a person my tunnel without the stickers, takes away the whole point to see it's brand new. So it's not that simple to, first of all, to do tayvel it and be zechrim because I'll sugya chatzitza. Avoid to go use it, yesh lodin, and also get involved with the sugya, right? Tashmisha, maybe the ikkatash was to give it to somebody else over here. Yeah, why can the store of the station for what's in my experience with your eyes? You know, personal aim, that's not true. We all aim by your eyes. All the men do about that's not true. That's not true. Don't think so. I think it didn't change your shoes. I think so. I have to think about it. Now, building upon now this case, next stage. Building upon this, next stage. Is let's say you have a case of a kli suda, that's a matana, but now you're using it to put food inside of it. Food inside of it. Is this now a kli suda because you're putting food inside? Now, that's me have two cases by Shalach Monas. You have things that are in the wrappers, they put inside. Things that are out wrappers, you put inside. Two different cases. Fruit, whatever you want. Cookies, things without wrappers. What is this? Is this a kli matano? Or is this a case of kli sudo? Which one is it? I have my sister, every shalach monos, she buys 30 bowls, 40 bowls. That's how she gives out shalach monos. Nice bowls. Chiyat filo, na chiyat filo. So, again, a shalach monos, I had to look upon it. The way how it's brought up from a shmuel, or the feinstein, or others, they come along with one taino, avada, you're using it as for food inside. Therefore, say, avada chiyat filo with a brocco. You. You are giving it. You're using it for putting food inside. And therefore, chiyat filo with a brocco. I tell Hashem the Binah of the Ashiva Berkowitz has no chiyotila at all. Not like you said, it's a klimaton over here. If the etzim is holding food, it's like a bottle, a klimaton, like klis chayro. The companies have to take a wine bottles and the glass bottles and do tefillah to it. I said the shlishi the chodesh only says we chayish tefillah bli bracha. No, storage. I'll ask, what is it? It's the same question. No, drop different. Could we just point out my ton is different in the case of. Because Osh is Machal between the two. Drop different. The Maisa, we're a woman who gives shir about it every other year. We get Mashal Khmanis, he says, Vadu of Machmor, and both ways, the person who sends it with food inside, do tefillah bli bracha. He has to write on the glass itself or the metal they did tefillah, tell other persons to do tefillah also without a bracha. Tefillah bli bracha both ways over here. Otherwise. We'll get to. Again, we have a shayla. Are you using it right now? Because he can do bracha upon it. You have to tell him. No, again, you did it. Kol ha'pais can hold it. Your tefillah is good tefillah. Ha'pais can not good tefillah. So we're giving both ways, he says. Now, I've gotten over the years numerous mashalach manis. I've got things with no food inside. I've asked people what they've done. And I've got mamash b'kotza kotza. People who follow Berkowitz seem to do no tefillah at all. People who follow other mahalach do tefillah without bracha, others. Each one has their own mahalach over here, but in Klai Yisrael, Mamash, across the board. Mamash's question built upon what is the klafen, tikli suda, kli matana, with food inside, stage by stage. Plastic is not chayim tefillah. It's not as nice. Now, once we say this halacha, now, once we have this halacha over here, again, the sender, shalach chayim tefillah not, but the mekabel, one gets the shalach manis. Vada, the question over here, you should do a case of tefillah. Building upon that, you bought a bottle of wine. I bought the wine. The person who sold it, kli schayro, is no chiyat tefillah on this bottle of glass, even owned by a company. You sell, Kedem sells wine, a glass bottle. It's glass. Where is the tefillah? Kli schayro. No problem. You bought now this bottle of wine over here. We'll get the bottle of wine over here. Where's the tefillah? You have a glass bottle that's holding clear glass chayim tefillah that holds inside wine. Why not? It's holding wine. I'm bringing it to the table. I pour, bring it back, forth. This mamash, this is a clean. It's like a plate, just like a plate. Same question, right? Koli jar. Your can of corn, your mafal chamutzim, all these cases. Now divided into two cases. I'm trying to a case of a bottle of wine and a can. Make it two different. A case of a bottle of wine and a can over here. Two different cases over here. First, negato a bottle of wine is brought down the chaznish. Yield once you open it, you have to pour it out, turtle it, and put it back inside. Okay, you pour down the chaznish. When you open up any bottle over here, you say you can leave it around, but once you open it, you want mishdamish, you pour it out, table, and then you put it back inside. Yeah, he has using a kli over here that we're using it. What? No, because there it's a kli, it's a chatami that's thrown out. One as far as in tinfoil. It's because it's very cheap. It cannot be used over and over. Glass people use over and over. The bottles are reusable. You send it back to the company. They're reusable. Now, okay, that's one sheet. A second malach, a strummer comes along. Shai Dabliski says it's machlokes, and if for the rices, for metal cans, metal to be machmer, for glass can be metal. The Maisa, Lisha Manav Inu, the Inu over here, to go do that. Most Poskim seem to say not to worry about whether it's a Moshe or from Zalman or the Tzitz, the Ezra, or Vosna, don't seem to worry about it. Except they're coming from different Tzoras over here. One Tzora, the way the Pisodar, Chalkas Yakum, all this come along, they want to know that when you buy the wine bottle, you're buying the wine, you don't care about the glass, you have no dust to be clean in the bottle. Which is Yishlodin, but that's the one I know. Interesting idea over here. The, however, more of a Tzora they bring down, the Mariel Diskin, once a time, the locha of Sheval Taisa. There's no Isser if the thing stays inside. When it's there, is there's time to put things inside. Therefore, we'll get to that. Therefore, come along, you're pouring out wine. Are you pouring it? You have to take it out. So I am. I'm slowly taking it out. Every time I have a cup, one cup gone, another cup gone, a third cup gone. It's a nichol get of Sheval Taisa. As I said, we'll get to it. And that's how the stifle went. They want the Svara of Sheva Taiso. A third Svara they get involved with, Mitzad the Sugyo, where Moshe wants a Taino, is Nichol together that's tough on the bow to the wine. He compares the Sugyo of either Chaisles or the Sugyo of Maisha Shani. Maisha Shani, the loch is you can only buy the fruit. I can rather pay money for the bottle itself. Wine is tough on the wine itself, there was no Chiyot Tila upon it. So again, so we have, now Hoka seems to be negated to these things. I'll three different swans, one of the mice to make all the different afkaminas. Now, one case in the skull, it's very good some of these swans by the bottle itself. The cap, you open up, you take off, you put back. The cap by your wine, it could be a metal cap, the case of the rice over here, you're putting back. You're doing it.
You're making the cap.
You're not making the cap. So, if you're making the cap or not.
Yeah, making the
cap. Half the Pesach Tshuva brings down the 7 Pesach or 7 Pesach in the Gea opening metal on Shabbos. He has 7 Machlis or Shachal. So you're making a coin of those Pesach, the cap is made already. Right? So you're not making a cap. So the cap is already made by a Gresha company, and therefore the Shalah, how can you put it back on Shabbos? And in general, I'll tell you. What?
That's why I have to make
one. Well, no, it depends on who made the company. No, it depends. Do you buy the Gresha company? No. Now, so they gave to the cap over here, so the Zer Shulchan wants a taina, say, Tfilos Kelim Kulosai, wants a taina, what's else for we say a cover of a pot taina tilo? First, a Zer, it goes up on top and hits it. And therefore, since it's hitting it, the food is if there's food touching itself. Here, it's on top, this is on bottom. First, the Chodshani, we hold the bottle sideways. It is, at the point of the cap is a hold of there. You go upside down. And that's Sarachian. Why is Sarachian feel on the cap? Sarachian, my sister says. Right, but that's... You can argue, but that's the point of view. That's the game. Now, that's...
You don't hold your bottles upside down?
Now, negate these bottles over here of the... how does bottle of wine, the minute is not terrible. Let's say you have this bottle of wine, now you empty it out. Now you want to put now still water inside. You want to use it. You have a jar of coffee, you want to use it over here. So what's the level? So Moshe comes along and he points out that according to his furrow, that is Tovel to Mandalasa, who Be'etzem made the Kli over here. Yisrael made the Kli. He's the one who chooses it all over again. Yisrael made the Kli. It's part and feel over here. Mai says, look at all. That it comes to Svar, because he doesn't say he said over here, it's Tovel making the Kli. No, the Svar of Sheval Taiso, no doubt to be coin it. Those Svars, they point out, but now you want to use it, you want to coin it. No doubt, get out of Sheval Taiso. You have a Chiyot Tfil over here. They have a Shlom Zalman, a Scheinberg, a Vosner, a Shekloin, they come along and say, a body of the Tfilo. As far as I see, we go to the Mikvah, Nubis Paiskim, Nubis Anhogis, and Kvayas Olis, things that they reuse over again, they table it. Maybe Chosh from Moshe do Tfilo B'li Bracha. And therefore, the way the Mavah comes down, says do Tfilo B'li Bracha over here. Now that's negate the case of wine bottles. To get to, what about canned goods? What about canned goods over here? So there's more of a reason why to make all. To buy canned goods and Shabbos by clear tum, those are tiny. It's not a clear right now. The chaznish, most of them inside the sugil chesis. It's part of the thing itself. Therefore, from Zalman over here and Sliyazer for Shabbos, one tiny who made the clear by clear tum, a vandi soul over here made the clear, and not the way the soul made it. The Yerushalm Zalman has an interesting chiddush over here. One time, who's opening the cans in yeshiva? The workers. The workers are goyim. So he says the shivas, you have a baya that the can, the good you want to be make over yid opens it, you have to make sure the yid opened it. To say who made the kli over here? And the goy opens it. The goy opens it. Then the ma'aseh who made the kli? The goy. The baya is the sugya of tilas kain. Atzad sheni, those want to disagree. Then the day the kli atum ma'aseh is the kli, and you're not making the kli. And also it could be dependent on the sugya and shabbos over here. Therefore, some chayim or shayim are going to come along and say you have a chiyah tefillah. Therefore, the Swarosh should be like Sophia should do tefillah without a brachal beer. Now, once we have this concept, this Gus, can you take coffee from the jar? So you take a spoonful, take a drop too much, you shake it a little bit, and it goes back inside. So this question from Zaman and Yashiv of Oz, and at one time that's not called a new shimush. That's not a shu shimush, that's keeping it as is. Bishlam, you like. Sometimes that could be a shemush. That means also you put a drop of wine back inside. Is that a shemush? No, that's not a shemush. Because the Shani says the mice is a shemush. They want to not the get the shemush. How to get to reusable bottles over here to give it back to the company? To the Shani or Sheva Kalsi, then the mice says what? That's Kli Shairo. And then Kli Shairo, the mice is mutter. You might have the problem. You're the buyer over here. But the company themselves, the mice is no. There's no problem over here. Just they say over from the name of the Chodeshani, this girl, it's his bezin, and it's a bezin. What's he said about it's a bezin? So, what? The status about him is that they're being a shliach, the people themselves, they will buying and selling on over here. Therefore, the it's a bezin, the bottle, this girl, slash grocha, they say over, they have a conveyor belt to cash all the bottles of Skilas Kalim. If I am, it's like Skilas Kalim. Fine, you can maybe argue the point, but that's his time over here. Fine, we'll hope we right now by Sephtes, but Ezra Shem on Wednesday, the month from Sephtes till the end of the Simon. Slava.